This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to Tag Along. I'm your host, Bilal Khan, and I have with us Ahmad al-Shukri. We're going to be talking about the 99 names of Allah. And today, in this episode, we are doing...
Al-Razaq, Al-Raziq, and Khayrul Raziqin.
Razaq and Khayrul Raziqin. That's like, that's like Ahsan al-Khaliqin.
Exactly. So let's jump right into Razaq, Raziq, Khayrul Raziqin. Very quickly, all of that comes under the concept of rizq, which is provision.
Right.
And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who provides. So contemplating on this name, what does it give you? Ar-Raziq, Ar-Razaq. It gives you the sense to depend on Allah.
So this is in relation to Ar-Raziq as well.
Ar-Raziq, Ar-Razaq, and Khayrul Raziqin. That Allah Azza wa Jal, what this does is it makes you totally dependent on Allah. I realize that my rizq is from Allah. So this is, you know, it really perfects your tawakkul in Allah. Okay. I depend on Allah. Before I ask anybody that I ask Allah, every single one of us wakes up every single day with a million different...
So it doesn't tie into wakil?
Al-wakil?
Yeah.
It might. I don't know. We didn't get that far yet.
Okay. I'm jumping the gun again.
As usual. So... In Allah huwa ar-Razzaq dhul quwwati al-Mateen. So Allah Azza wa Jal being ar-Razzaq, but it definitely teaches you tawakkul. It definitely teaches you to depend on Allah Azza wa Jal. It makes you dependent on Allah. Also, you know, this concept of, you know, every single one of us, we wake up every single day with a million different aspirations, hopes, things that we need to be resolved, things that we want to acquire and secure for ourselves.
Yeah.
And to recognize that before I ask anybody that all of that is in the hands of Allah and that Allah Azza wa Jalla is ar-Razzaq.
Yeah.
And so to recognize that all of that is with Allah, so we go and before I knock on anyone's door, before I make any phone call or send any resumes or anything like that, that my heart is attached to Allah and that I request it first from Allah. So all of that is from the aspects of Ar-Razzaq.
Yesterday, I was just kind of pondering over the... Because I was asking you about the ayat of Ibrahim, regarding Ibrahim, right? When he... وَإِذْ يَرْفَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ قُوَعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ
Yeah.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Right? After he built his house, right? Then he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept this from me. But at the same time, he's also asking for... You know, in that same setting, he's asking for... their people to be a people of Muslims and whatnot. And later he's also asking that they be provided with fruits and they be provided with all of these different needs, right? And but I guess the question that might come up is what comes first, the action or the dua?
When a person
is seeking the bounty of Allah.
So the answer to that is dua is an action.
Okay.
That's the whole point, is that dua is an action and dua is the first action. That's what the Prophet told Ibn Abbas, إِذَا سَأَلْتْ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ If you're going to ask anyone, then ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتِ If you're going to seek the help of anyone, then seek the help of Allah. And we don't make that connection that dua in and of itself is an action. It's like dua is something separate from the actions.
Because sometimes we may equate it to just talking.
No, but it's who are you talking to?
Allah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the whole point, is that I, when I'm making my plan for whatever it is that I'm trying to acquire, that just as I lay out all of the steps, I'm laying out dua.
Dua has got to be part of it.
It's got to be at the top, right? Yeah. Because what I'm doing with dua is I'm transferring this issue, whatever it is, from my ability and my capacity to the capacity and the ability of Allah. Yeah. That's the first thing that I'm doing. And then I'm doing everything else. But my heart the entire time is connected to Allah. And I recognize, لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت. That's what we say when we're getting up from ruku'. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to say that, which is there's no one who can give what you withhold and none can withhold what you give.
Wait, what is that again?
لا مانع لما أعطيت.
Okay.
وَلَا مُعْطِي لِمَا مَنَعْتِ
Is this in addition to like رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ
Yeah. رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ مِلْءَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْءَ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْءَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَ أَهْلَ الثَّنَاءِ وَالْمَجْدِ وَحَقَّ مَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ وَكُلَّنَا لَكَ عَبْدُ اللَّهُمَّ لَكَ لَا مَانِعَ لِمَا أَعْطَيْتَ وَلَا مُعْطِي لِمَا مَنَعْتَ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدُّ
So this is the whole thing that one can say in the
all of that when you get up from ruku.
That's pretty awesome. Where do I find it?
You'll find it in the books.
it's like
find it on Google.
Okay, fine. Google when you get up from ruku,
the entire dua. Completion thing. Yep.
Okay.
Full dua. Okay, so you and that's pretty much it with ar-Razaq. It's again, ar-Razaq is this concept of tawakkul. It's this concept of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who provides for me.
Okay.
And so I should seek it all from Allah and be content.
Got it.
Allahu alam.
Allahu alam. Awesome, man.